The man screamed and begged to be dispatched in the usual way, fearing the perpetual bondage and torment of a soul dedicated to a god. Most of the stuff collected was junk. Most of the shaman's magic was mummery. But it proceeded from a deeper truth, from a fountain of genuine power. Power that was real enough to serve the head's immediate purpose. In that oldest and most sacred of their holy places, the shamans wove and built themselves a wicker man of willow and rope grasses and rawhide. They burned their herbs and slaughtered their sacrifices, christening and anointing the wicker man with blood. Their chanting invocations possessed the ring of stone for days. Much of the chant was nonsense, but forgotten or only partly understood words of power lingered in its rhythms. Words enough to do. When those old men finished the rite, they set the head on the wicker man's neck. Its eyes blinked 3 times. One wooden hand snatched a staff from a shaman. The old man fell, tottering. The amalgam moved to a patch of bare earth. With the foot of the staff, it scratched out crude block letters. Slowly, the thing gave the old men their orders. They hurried off. In a week, they were ready to make improvements on their handiwork. The rites this time were more bloody and bizarre. They included the sacrifice of 2 men snatched from the ruined town beside the Barrowland. Those 2 were a long time dying. When the rites were finished, the wicker man and its corrupt burden possessed more freedom of movement, though no one would mistake the construct for a human body. The head could now speak in a soft, gravelly whisper. It ordered, "Collect your 50 best warriors." The old men balked. They had done their part. They had no taste for adventures. The thing they had created whispered a chant in which there were no waste words. 3 old men died screaming, devoured by worms that ate them from within. "Gather your 50 best warriors." The survivors did as they were told. When the warriors came, they hoisted the wicker man onto the back of the crippled monster. No woodland pony or ox would allow the amalgam to mount it. He then led the band down to the wreck of the town of the Barrowland. "Kill them all," he whispered. As the massacre began, the wicker man moved past, his ruined face fixed southward. His eyes smoldered with a poisonous, insane hatred. Chapter 13. Timmy came flying into camp moments after the racket started. He was so scared he could hardly talk.
"We got to get out of here!"